KJC Country, 104.7 FM. Kevin Allen with you. It is a Monday morning, and normally he joins us on Friday morning, but, well, I was out on the road, and he's a busy guy. State Representative Peter Petalia joining us. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning. You know, I thank the weatherman. It was a pretty good weekend.
It was. Not too bad at all, overall. When we get to this time of year, you never know what you're going to get, right?
As long as it's dry and, you know, that cool morning air really smells good, and believe it or not, my hay fever's starting to go away, so I appreciate it.
There you go. Well, we're going to talk about a few of the things that are going on down there in Lansing, a few of the programs. One of them, now, this is something I'm unfamiliar with, so I'm glad that we're talking about this, the Blue Hand Program. Tell us a little bit about that, Peter.
Well, it started here last year by the Michigan retailers, and the gist of the program is, buy nearby.
Yeah.
You know, if you buy from your local hardware store, your local clothing store, your local sporting goods store, that money stays within the community. And when you follow that money, that means that the business owner pays his workers, or she pays her workers, and they go out and they buy local. And it's just a great program. It's called Blue Hand, and it's really a neat program. As they come in and explain it to us in our tourism committee, they all wearing blue gloves, and they, of course, passed out blue gloves to all of us. You'll see more and more of it throughout the North. Last year was the kickoff campaign, and this year it's even going to be run stronger, and it's good for all of us, especially up North. Support your local businesses.
Yeah.
It's the way that they could support the local employees.
Boy, that's for sure. Great program there. And speaking of the North and some of the problems we have as compared with the southern part of the state, one of the things we were talking about is the lack of doctors and maybe some help coming out of Lansing for especially those of us up North.
Right. You know, it's called Senate Bill 2. And what we have up North, just like a lot of other communities, but we're even more challenged up here, is to get enough doctors wanting to come up North and practice what they do best, and we just don't get enough of them. But Senate Bill 2 is expanding the scope of what a nurse practitioner can practice under.
Okay.
Right now, they can issue drugs, Schedule 2 drugs, and if this expands, it will give them more of a scope of what they can do. And really, they do a great job. They're a complete person, a patient, where a doctor oftentimes treats the illness of a patient. These nurse practitioners treat the patient. They treat the whole patient. And I really strongly support them. Now, there's some things we've got to work out, make sure we do it right. But, you know, we have a need of more medical folks up North, and this would give us a better way to get them up here.
All right. Well, we'll keep an eye on that, too. And, of course, we've been keeping an eye on, and things are looking much better. Our economy here in Michigan seems to be continuing forward, doesn't it?
You know, the everything is looking good.
Yeah.
The revenue conference, at least the pre-revenue conference, is showing that things are good. You know, we had a challenging weather this year for our summer tourism, but when I'm out and about and visiting people, our movie houses had more people visiting them. The museums had more people visiting them. The restaurants did, because the people still came up North. They might not have been on the lake swimming, but they were still in town spending the money.
Right.
And that's throughout the whole state. So it's looking good. And agriculture is having a good year this year. We're obviously hoping for another 2 weeks of decent weather for the corn crop, but things are looking good. I'm very upbeat about it.
All right. Even on a Monday morning, you're upbeat. I like that, Peter.
Well, there's only 5 more days this week to work, Kevin. What's not
perfect
to be happy about?
I love that attitude. Now, Peter, if they want more information about what we've talked about or just want to call in and talk to you about maybe an issue they have, how do they get a hold of you?
517-373-0833, and everybody have a great week.
Thanks, Peter.
All right, Kevin. Have a great week.